Welcome to episode 80 of True to Size.
What's going on, everyone, and welcome to episode 80 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I'm joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Hello.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Yo.
And just really quick, before we introduce our next guests, I feel like we need to apologize first to our listeners, second to our guests, because it took way too long for them to actually show up and do the podcast. And that's our fault because we never asked them. So we are pleased to be joined by the dynamic duo of Mare and Lays, aka Hardy Girl and Lazy Bones. Thank you both for being here.
I didn't want to say anything.
No, you're good. Thank you guys so much for being here. Sorry it took so long.
It's
long overdue.
Sorry, hi.
Thank you guys for making the drive in the torrential downpour that was today.
It's like Florida out there,
like,
bro.
It's like Armageddon.
My heart is like crushed. It took this while. I keep on asking me, where are we going to be like there?
Why do we even listen to these guys?
Every week.
How come we see them every
they
time?
They don't like us.
What's wrong?
80 weeks. Yeah. 80 weeks
I guess
deep.
We're special because
it's a milestone episode. Yeah. It's wow. Yeah, it's a milestone episode.
It
80
is
good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like if you turned 80, you'd have a big birthday party. So.
And if you look at the 8, it's the infinity sign, and that's what our friendship's gonna last.
Love you forever.
Oh, hearts.
Wow. This is getting off to a really good start. I'm happy so far. We've got a fantastic show this week with another avalanche of EEE submissions. Oh, yeah. We've also got an X-rated news story to cover.
Ooh.
Yeah, I got Alvin's attention. someone wants to hear about our thumbs up and thumbs down choices from last week. So that's a thing that we don't get often. And of course, we're going to play everyone's favorite game show on a podcast, 21 Guestions with our guest, Mare and Lays. Yeah, that's right. And we're then going to dive into and get them to give us their perspective on some of the more female, feminine sides of the sneaker community, because these are our first, not our first female guests, but our first female only guests, I guess we could say, because we had Tara with Ahmad on previously, but this is our first ever female only guest week.
Yes.
Does that sentence make sense? Okay,
that's
great.
That's crazy.
It is crazy. Again, apologies to everybody. We're slipping a little bit, but 80 episodes deep, we're starting to figure it out.
I know you know more people.
We do know more people, honestly. And everyone always says yes when we ask them. Like, it's not like we're hard-pressed. It's just like we always forget, and then it's Monday night, and we're like, should we have a guest? It's too late. We'll try next week. And then, yeah, perpetual. Anyways. But first, Alvin.
We like to start the week off.
There you go. We like to start every episode with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from good friend of the show, Jump In With 2 Feet.
Oh, shit. It's Kuya Mike.
Mr. Kuya Mike. Nice. He says, hey, bros, just finished listening to episode 79, Once Upon a Grail. And I've got a fire round question for you. Would you give up buying sneakers for a year to buy your grail if you didn't have it already? Why or why not? I don't know. Alvin, what do you think?
Not to buy a grail, but maybe to buy a Jeep.
To buy a Jeep?
Like,
or
yeah. Because, like, I mean, I don't know if I could ever stop purchasing shoes.
For a year.
There's always going to be the itch.
Yeah, but you can get them later.
Can you?
But there's an itch, though. Like, you know, so the longest I've probably gone without purchasing shoes is probably 4 to 6 months.
That's still long.
That's longer than
That's a long
time. I don't know why I'm talking.
But no, I was literally broke, though, because, like, I had to pay for books. And it was either learn and, like, and I was already, like, third year university, so I was, like, really invested, but not really.
Clearly.
But I wanted to get okay grades, so I was like, okay, I gotta get books.
Damn.
And I was literally broke. Like, I had to, like, yeah, I couldn't. So that was the longest. And then when I bought shoes, I think I bought, like, 4 pairs.
You had to make up for lost time.
Like, you binge, right?
Yeah.
So it's just like, I don't want to binge like that. I'd rather just...
I understand.
I don't know. I don't think I could do it. Maybe for a Jeep, though.
Joel, could you do it? A whole 365 days. Next October, you can buy a shoe.
I don't know. I could probably...
I could probably do it. I could probably wing it.
Wing it.
Everybody's like, yeah, right. But I don't know. I could probably like purchase here and there.
No.
But
no. That's the whole point.
It's like 365.
You can't buy anything.
No, I don't know. I don't think I can. I don't think I can. Like, I thought about it.
Understand the question.
I was thinking about it. Like, I had to like think about it. Like, if I could do it, but.
Probably
no,
not.
I can't.
That means not even like you're at the outlet. Like
not
nothing.
Even.
Oh, nothing.
Yeah, like nothing.
Even
no,
fake
shoot.
Ones on the street.
You can't buy anything.
Nothing for nothing. The gym.
No, I can't
no,
do that,
shoot.
Man.
Yeah,
no.
You can't just, you know, nothing.
No.
No.
I could 100%.
That's too hard.
Not?
100% I could do it.
You could do it?
100%.
Heck
you
no.
You want to know why? Because my wife can buy all the...
Exactly. There you go. No, that's why I was like...
That's a loophole. No, that's cheating.
I don't think.
I'll
I don't know how I feel
about
that.
Both? Do we get two girls then?
Yeah. Well, obviously. Individually, yeah. I get. I don't know.
And then since you guys share, there's technically two girls for the both your collection. So it's like
this question was not catered to somebody who can cheat like that. That's not fair.
Well, I'm good because Kaya can buy all my shit.
She'll eventually get into a size.
I don't think I could do it personally.
Nah, bro.
I don't think I could do it. Like, as much as it's easy to say, like, I'm just going to not buy shoes for you and I can buy my favorite shoe of all time. It's way harder than
Haven't
that.
Haven't we all said it when a grail comes in front of 100%. Us and we buy it and we're like, okay, I'm going to take a break. I'm not going to buy anything.
How long
like
does that break
months?
Last for you? Max.
So you a know month? You can't do it.
A month, no. 3 months
a
is
month.
Like stretching it. Yeah.
Maybe 2 months.
Maybe a month. Like,
maybe.
Bit, yeah, I don't know about that.
And then you enter a raffle and end up like winning a raffle.
Yeah, I won by accident.
Yeah.
Oh, damn it! Why did they pull my name?
I bought shoes on accident. That was a fun question, though. Thank you, Kuya Mike, for that question. If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the pod, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. By the way, thank you to everyone who sent in fire round questions last week. We sent out a call for action and people delivered. Yeah. So thank you very much. Next up is the CGS picks. Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Cute.
Just cute. And I went last in the fire round, so I'm going to go first. And... Yeah. CGS picks because it's only fair. My pick this week is the upcoming. It's kind of weird that they staggered it like this, but SpongeBob SquarePants Nike Kyrie Pineapple House colorway. So as everybody already knows, they released, I think it was 4 other Kyries earlier on in the summer with a SpongeBob theme to it. And now all of a sudden, 2 months later, they're doing another one based on SpongeBob's casa, his pineapple house. And maybe a hot take, maybe not. I think these are the best from the pack. Just because it's not based after a character, so you're not looking for like specific, I don't know, like person traits on a shoe. It's easier to do it when it's an inanimate object and you're just doing trait for trait onto a shoe. So I think it looks really cool. It's all over. It looks like a pineapple. It's got like the leaf as like a shroud over the laces and the tongue. And on the tongue, it also says Nickelodeon, which I think is a really cool touch. And then on the insole, it's got SpongeBob's face. So that's where you find that inside the pineapple house. Makes sense, right?
Oh.
Huh? So I'm going to rate these a cute, but I do think that they are the best of the SpongeBob SquarePants collection, personally. Alvin, go ahead.
My choice is the New Balance X J. Crew 997. New Balance has been banging out like a ton of 997s. Not that I'm complaining. Like, I'm just saying like they've been banging out a ton and they've all been so nice, but I can't afford them. But anyway. These ones, there's two pairs. One pair it features like a brown upper. Both of them are like suede with a mesh. The other pair is like a black with a little bit of brown on it. And like a hint of purple in the midsole, which is dope. Honestly, they're both really fall-y, like really autumn-y colorways. As always, the suede is supple.
Or supple.
Triple X supple. but yeah, these are definitely a scoop.
Oh.
If I could afford them. which I can't, so they're going to be cute. But anyway, yeah, cop them if you can, for me. Thanks.
Did you say which one you prefer between the two?
You know me, my brown. Mm. I have something for brown shoes. So.
Yeah.
Definitely the brown pair.
Especially in fall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, it's just, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with you. Joel, what do you got?
Okay, so my pick is the black fur Air Jordan 4 black hat.
I guess we can call it that.
Black hat.
Black cow.
Black cow. Black pony. Cow. Black pony. Pony hair. Oh, pony. But yeah, it's rumored to drop like in 2020, sometime in 2020. I'm going to guess like around All-Star weekend, maybe.
Probably.
Maybe when all the Jordans drop.
Next year would be the 30th anniversary.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Jordan 4. So fours are going to bang out crazy.
Yep. Lightnings?
Mm-hmm. M&M's?
Okay. Undefeated?
Okay, so back to my pick. But yeah, it's covered all in pony hair. It's just like the Black Cat 4s from 06 that came with the poster.
Oh, something.
Ooh, I still had that poster.
Yeah, man. But the shape is really dope, though. It's got the it's not so much of a, it's like a tapered toe kind of thing. It's more lined perfectly.
It looks kind of like the Flyknit one they did. Like
yeah.
It's a lot more slimmed down.
Yeah, it's slimmed down.
Yeah.
The only difference is the black pony hair, obviously, and the Nike Air
heel tab
on the back.
Yeah.
Exactly, which is clutch.
Game changer.
It's rumored to drop, like I said, in 2020. No release date yet. No price yet. And these are super cute.
Super cute?
Yeah, for me.
We talked before the show, and this wasn't even on purpose that I'm doing this right now. But Mare said, should I bring out the hot takes? And we said, heck yeah. And I have a very hot take for you guys. And this isn't fake because I said this to somebody, I think yesterday or the day before. I like these more than the original Black Cat 4s.
Why?
I like them too, man.
I'm not an all black shoe person, personally.
Me neither.
At all. So this kind of gives it a little bit more like... Like, it's just, I don't know. You get the shine to it because it's a pony hair, so it doesn't look as just clunky to me.
It looks like the wings is a bit, like, shinier.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and the Nike Air is definitely, like, awesome. Mm. I don't know. I think these, to me, I like them better than original Black Hats. I had never had a thing for all black shoes, even the Black Hat 3s. I was, like, always meh. Yeah. Yeah. That's, I feel like I offended Alvin a little bit, so we're just going to move on. Next up is This Week in Kicks. So we have like a ton of news to cover. Like a lot. Yeah, so
big October.
It's a big month coming up, and it was a big week because last week we only had two things to talk about, and now we've got like a page full of stuff. So first up, some Toronto related news. The Raptors are auctioning off some game worn shoes from the 2019 playoffs for charity.
Oh.
I don't know if you guys saw that or not. Mm-hmm. So they have, I think it was 6 different players' game-worn shoes from the playoff run, and all of the proceeds are going to the MLSC Foundation. So some of the sneakers are Siakam's KD 10s, Ibaka's Adidas Mad Bounce, Kyle Lowry's Harden 3, Danny Green's Puma Clyde Court, Fred Van Vliet's Harden 3, and Norm Powell's Kobe AD, which was actually the DeRozan edition of the Kobe AD, which was kind of cool.
That's my favorite.
Can you guys guess? This is not accurate anymore, I'm sure, but at the time of writing this, which was last night, who the highest, or which shoe had the highest bid upon it?
I'll say Freddie.
Yeah? Joel?
Yeah.
Guess?
Siakam.
Siakam.
Oh. Siakam?
I know, because I would.
Oh, you saw it already?
that was Mare's bid, the highest.
Just checking here and there.
Yeah, totally.
Well, I don't know what it is now, but last night it was Kyle Lowry. What is it most recently?
When I saw it was Siakam.
Siakam. Siakam's shoe is better. Like, it's the KD 10.
And
it's got the RIP dad written in marker on the midsole, which is really cool. Like, not cool, but like, it's a cool touch.
Yeah.
What was it going for? Do you remember what it was at?
It was in the thousands already.
Yeah. Like, at the time of writing this, Kyle Lowry's was at $2,500. And I think that the lowest one was like Norm Powell, surprisingly, because I think that's the best shoe of all of them.
Yeah.
But the people buying it don't really care about shoes.
Is it size 11?
I doubt that any of them are size 11. Sorry. It's cheaper just to buy a Kobe AD, man. Can you imagine just hooping in it right away? Yeah. Like, and lacing it up?
Straight to foot. You already know what it is.
These won a title. It's fine. I'm going to wear it for Thursday basketball elementary school run.
I'm going to play so nice in them.
But the auction ends tonight at 9 p.m., I think. So in an hour.
Get ready to snipe those.
Yeah, get ready. If you're listening to this, you didn't win it because you're late. Next up, New Balance is beginning to use authentication technology to make sure you're getting a real shoe from them. So New Balance is set to begin using blockchain technology to allow its customers to verify the authenticity of their sneakers. I had no idea what blockchain was before I read this article, so I had to do some research. But they partnered with a company called Cardano. Mm-hmm. Anybody, no idea? Okay. It's a cryptocurrency company. So New Balance noted that counterfeit goods are taking a large chunk out of their annual revenue, which makes sense. Really? It's a pretty easy shoe to fake.
Wait.
It is. Like, you go it's to just, Asia, it's
an,
everywhere.
It's just an N.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
And there's not really much tech in it.
Yeah, but the material?
It's not... They're not reproducing like those 997s you want.
Yeah, no.
It's like, sorry, man. It's like the mesh.
Yeah, okay. It's like the basic. Like the...
574s or something.
Yeah. I can't imagine how many fake 574s are out there. Like, yeah. So yeah, I did have to do some research into what a blockchain is. Does anybody know?
We discussed it in my classes, so and none of us understood it.
Well, I understand it now.
We actually walk away because we're trying to understand the process behind blockchain technology.
Well, I don't know about the whole process, but I watched a 2-minute video on it on YouTube, so I'm essentially...
Now I get it.
I could probably teach your class now. But essentially, from what I understood, is a blockchain is it's what they use for cryptocurrency. Mm-hmm. So it's the same idea. So you can basically track all the steps that a specific... We'll say the cryptocurrency takes on the internet. So I send crypto to Alvin. That's now embedded permanently on the internet. It can't be erased because there's no central database for it. It's the servers are worldwide. So there's computers set up in people's homes, and they get a small monetary gain from doing this that kind of hosts the whole blockchain system. So if you're New Balance, I don't know how New Balance is essentially going to do this, but I guess it would be like a checklist. I don't know if you would scan a specific shoe, and it would show you like, okay, yeah, this shoe was sold at this store. You bought it. Before that, it came from here, and then it came from here, and it was made here, and the materials came from here.
That's what it's supposed to do.
That's the essential idea, right? So it gives you like a trace back. So if you're a fake shoe, you wouldn't be able to trace anywhere, and you'll be able to know it's fake. Does that sound right, Lays? Did I do an okay job?
I think so.
Ish?
Yeah, yes.
That's like the layman peasant version of blockchain.
Yeah, but there's like security involved in that.
Screw all that stuff.
Yes.
I'm sure it's a lot more complicated than I just made it sound to be, but that's the most basic way I could understand it. Next up, Zion is going to wear sneakers designed by New Orleans high school students on court this year. You guys all saw this, I'm assuming, because you're nodding. So this past weekend, Zion was officially introduced as Jumpman's newest and shiniest star with a massive Jordan billboard. Did you guys see that outside of the Smoothie King Center in New Orleans? Side note, that's the worst stadium name in the world.
It's not a great stadium either.
We were there for the All-Star.
Yeah. Smoothie King Center is a bad name.
Yeah.
Like, just not good. No one wants to be like Air Canada, like Vince Carter. Like, what are you, the smoothie king?
Surprising lack of smoothies.
Really?
Yeah, they're not even
smoothies.
Selling.
There were smoothies, but not as many as you would think.
Yep. Which is surprising.
That's really disappointing.
So you're not a smoothie king.
I wouldn't call them smoothie kings, no.
You're like a smoothie peasant.
Yeah.
Like a few smoothies.
Like here and there. Like, damn, that's really...
I didn't have one, did you?
No.
You didn't even have a smoothie.
Oh, no. My gosh.
In retrospect, that was an opportunity missed.
Yeah, because we've been to different arenas.
That would have been a good Instagram picture. Yeah. Don't drink it. Just post the smoothie inside Smoothie King. Yeah.
Smoothie King.
Wow. Well, sorry to anybody in New Orleans who listens to this podcast, but your stadium name sucks. Anyways, so along with that big billboard, Zion and the Jumpman worked with local high schoolers in a design competition that the winning team's design will actually be created, manufactured, and he's going to wear it on court. I don't know if it's the whole season or one or two games or whatever, but it's pretty cool. As a high schooler, I think that's a pretty awesome opportunity, especially with Zion being
the next big star.
a second big.
Fingers crossed. I don't know. Maybe.
That's true.
I haven't seen anything yet.
New Orleans in a while. Shout out to Anthony Davis because he's been kind of meh in the last couple of years for them. Next up, this was a good one. This one actually just broke like right before the podcast, so I threw it in here. Nike is suing Skechers.
Oh, is it for the finally!
It is for the Skech Air Atlas, the Skech Air Stratus, and the Skech Air Blast designs. Great names, first of all. Skechers, well done. Oh my goodness. So they filed a lawsuit on Monday against Skechers for those three shoes that are said to imitate the air unit of both the VaporMax and the 270.
Ooh.
They're rough. If you look at them, you're like, yeah, that's a 270. Yeah. That's a VaporMax. Like, they're really bad. So Nike actually claims, this was a really interesting part, that the CEO of Skechers, Robert Greenberg, has directed employees to take footwear designs from the competing markets in what's described as Skecherizing in an attempt to gain market share. Skecherizing.
But doesn't Skechers have huge market share?
You would, I mean, I guess it's...
They do. They have they, huge market huge. Share.
If they can afford like, to have stores in Eaton Center...
Yeah,
yeah, Yorkdale.
It's funny because it's right next to Nike. That's just like said,
that's how they got the design.
It is a different market.
Huge.
The fake Yeezys from Skechers too. They Skecherized it, so it's okay.
It was
Skecherized. Whatever. So Highbrow Sneakers, our good friend from England, right?
Yeah,
from somewhere in Europe.
He's an Aussie in England,
living. In England.
In the UK.
From Australia.
Hello, bruv.
Okay, let us know if you think they have a case. Our resident lawyer on the show. Please let us know if you think Nike is going to win this. Because that would be pretty huge, because then that would set precedent for all the other stuff that they steal.
They've all sued Skechers over and over again.
To no avail, I guess? Or
it gets locked up, I think, right? Like, it takes so long.
Because it's two massive conglomerates going against each other. It's like...
When, like, Li Ning was sued, I think, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh. Huh. I don't mind leaning.
Is that your hot take?
That's it. It literally ends at I don't mind leaning. That's the most non-committal sentence I could say. This is the XXX rated news for the week. It's good. Alvin is excited. So an ASICS store in New Zealand played porn on TVs for 9 hours.
9 hours.
Over the weekend.
Yeah, because it got hacked.
So, so Lays knows the story. A store, an ASICS store in New Zealand, I'm assuming a street store, their servers, I guess, were hacked, and their TVs that were facing the street or out into public played porn overnight from 1 a.m. to 10 a.m. until an employee came in and was like, whoa, that's and then they turned it off. I think that should have been saved for April 1st because that's a really good April Fool's joke. But it's a harmless thing. It's kind of offensive to some people probably. I think it's funny.
It's over the middle of the night.
Yeah, who saw it? Nobody saw
it. Yo, Bear Man saw it. Guys were standing in front of the store just
people
like watching.
Really saw it.
But also, y'all should turn off your TVs because it's contributing to global warming.
Thank you. Reduce your footprint, bro. Come on, ASICS. What are you dealing with?
ASICS? The fuck? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Correct. That was a very strong opinion.
Listen, Kaya and Jomar need to like grow up and like be old and shit too, so.
True facts. Mm. Shout out to the climate protests from last week. Those were pretty awesome to see.
That was cool to see.
Did you guys go? Because you guys are downtowners.
I let my employees go. Like my colleagues go. Yeah.
Yeah, and you just stayed and used the computer with the lights on?
She played porn on all their computers.
Yeah, that's what I did.
I was driving around. Honking, yeah. Anywho, let's not talk about how we didn't contribute to that. Next up is Previously in Kicks. This is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. So this is kind of not a pickup or anything, but we managed to post sneakers every day on Instagram for a week, and I'm proud of us because I threw out a challenge last episode saying
every single day
for a week.
Oh my God.
I know.
What a sacrifice.
It is a sacrifice. When you haven't done it in 6 months, it's a pretty big commitment.
It's like, point the phone
down. No, that was a thing because we said we're so far past that. We're the whole like portrait mode or whatever, like DSLR on like a freaking tripod. Like,
we're stupid.
Yeah, I am at least. And I know Alvin's the same way. I think Joel enlists his wife to do it.
Sometimes.
Or Jomar.
So it is a process. Or Jomar. So it is a little bit of a process. sorry, we know that you guys are like every day, like whatever.
No, we don't.
Not anymore, right?
No, actually, like it's
three or four times a week.
Yeah, it was a wake-up call. Yeah, because like Tong, hi. Yeah.
He said, us, yeah. How come you guys aren't posting so much?
Yep. Tong said that?
Yeah.
Oh, Tong called like, you out.
I guess I that,
but Tong has like 80,000 posts, but they're all screenshots of StockX. So like, come on, Tong. That doesn't take any time at all, man. who is he to call you guys out?
Yeah.
But yeah, we did it. We made it. Congrats to us. I guess we'll post next in December.
It was when practice. For December.
Yeah, it was practice for the countdown. Rest, right? Yeah, I need to take 2 months off.
Stockpile some photos.
Yeah, that's 100%. Oh, yeah. Like the countdown is fake, to be honest. Like the next 2 months, we have to take 30 photos, basically.
And then you take two photos with snow in it, so I think it's real.
Exactly, yeah. At the
get all those non-snow pics in now.
True.
It's going to get bad. Yeah, it's going to get gross. Don't take any indoor pics for the next month.
You guys see Alberta?
Yes.
Like 30 to 60 to 100 centimeters of snow in Alberta. Canada sucks, man. And here it was 39 degrees and they had snow. Like, I don't understand how this even works. We did also get a cool package from Colombia of the SH/FT. I'm going to assume it's pronounced shift. Yep. It's a cool shoe, man. So it's an all-terrain shoe. It's very ACG-like. It's meant for the outdoors, meant for hiking, but it's also supposed to transition well from the trails to the streets. Like, it's a very comfy shoe. It's got almost like, I don't want to call it Boost, but a very foamy, spongy midsole.
Was it heavy?
No, they're pretty light. It's not a lightweight shoe. It's not a heavy shoe. It's somewhere in the middle. But yeah, they're a good, solid shoe. They are completely waterproof. Which is huge. It's huge to be able to put the waterproof stamp on something, especially on a mostly mesh lightweight sneaker. Like, that's pretty huge. Wow. So thank you to the new friends at Columbia for those. Did anybody buy shoes last week? Joel, Alvin, Blaze, Mare.
We got sack eyes.
Yeah, we won the raffle. So.
Oh, you won a raffle? That's how you got them.
Sneakers.
Sneakers.
Oh my God. Sneakers America.
And shout out to my aunt for letting us to use her address.
Thanks, Tita.
Thank you, Tita.
Wow. Which you got the
black and gray.
Black and gray
one.
Yes.
Oh, I love that pair.
In size 7.
That's crazy.
Size.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
How are they in person? Because I've never actually held one of them in person yet.
I should have brought them. They're so nice.
Yeah.
Like, so nice. They're really fun to wear too because they're like so doubled.
Mm. Do you sit higher in it, or are you like?
I feel like I'm taller.
I feel like
so it is like
it's like mesh on the toe box, right? Like it's not
it's like
completely
yeah.
Not like like a React element or something.
Yeah. But there's a little bit of transparency,
a
right?
A little bit of transparency, yeah. So nice they're really light, which is good because
It's nice to wear, especially when you work at university. There's a lot of Asian students the elevator, so and they'll be like, "Is that what it is?" They're telling the world what it is, and I'm like,
"Those are suckers, bro."
They kind of like look at like twice on you like, how is she having
so Liz is out there breaking neck
for real.
It's so fun
going nuts. I'm not gonna lie, when I was in university I was the same way though, like dressing way too nice to go to an 8 a.m. class. Like that was my thing. Yeah, for sure.
I wasn't dressing nice, I just had nice shoes on. Like it's like straight sweatpants and a hoodie, but like the nicest
and then like
shoes.
$1,000 sneakers. I feel you. Anything else? Not that that's not enough. But I know you guys sometimes have heavy weeks,
October is going to be super
October,
heavy.
Yeah. What are you guys looking forward to in October?
Travis Scott
sixes.
Yeah.
Yes,
that's my favorite.
Favorite
by
of all his collaborations so far.
Yeah.
Really,
like number one.
She does.
Really,
I love that green color.
That's a nice green.
I've always loved that color
more than the ones.
Yeah.
Really.
I don't love brown shoes that much.
You don't have to say sorry.
I like them, but I
don't say sorry.
And I would love to own them, but they're not my number one out of the pack.
I think they're overrated.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
I think the pink laces do a lot of lifting for those shoes.
Agreed.
They do.
When you put the pink laces on it, they're just Stussy SBs, but in a high cut version. Yep. Sorry, everybody.
They're not even Stussy SBs, bro. They had white and brown Baroque SBs that look exactly like that.
True. Yeah.
I had them. I had the Travis before everyone else did. Yo, get the fuck out of here.
Your swoosh wasn't backwards, bro. Those are lame.
I don't care. I don't
care. I did pick up the Jordan 1. I think it was called First Class Flight. The white and yellow.
Oh, you love yellow.
I do like yellow a lot, and they don't do yellow on Jordans at all, really, enough, I think.
It's so got perforations too, right?
The perforations I'm not in love with.
I like perforations.
From a distance, you can't really see them, yeah. So I was okay with it. And I do want to throw the yellow laces on it to kind of make it pop even more. But yeah, so until, like, I think they're supposed to be doing, like, a, I don't know, bread, yellow toe, whatever, like a yellow.
Did you see those mids, though?
Which mids?
The ones that Sean copped?
Sorry. Do you see those mids that Sean copped?
No.
They're like a yellow toe,
essentially. I don't do mids. That sounded really, like, horrible. I don't like mids, really. What? Oh, my God. What? Do you like mids?
I don't love mids, but if a great colorway is a great colorway. But
no, I can't.
Like the new loves?
I just can't.
You didn't fuck with the new loves?
I bought them and sold them.
Damn.
Didn't resell them.
It's different in GS, I think, because the mid is, the difference in height is, like,
almost minimal.
Nothing.
Yeah.
It is so low that.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Well, because everything's so small.
That's very true. Yeah, I guess proportion. Yeah,
I prefer
okay.
the highs, obviously, like everybody.
Yeah,
but
yeah. No, I just something about the mids.
I don't have any
mids. You don't own any mids?
I think the only mids that we have are, like, the custom ones from Jordan's store.
Oh, I have those, too. Oh, yes. Yeah, I have a couple of those kinds of.
Ones.
Yeah.
So two pair.
Wow, you really, like, goffed when I said no mids and you don't own any yourself. Like, sorry. High and mighty over there. No mids. Sorry, Sean Go, I don't like your shoes. Next up, errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time, we make mistakes. So if you catch us slipping, hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. Another ton of messages this week. Once again, had to weed a couple out, unfortunately. So thank you if you did send us a message, but it didn't make it into the show. But first up from last week, our friend from the Bay Area. Go ahead. Manny Amango. He says, thanks for the laughs, guys. I was listening to this episode on loudspeaker at work, and my coworkers heard you guys shout me out. Was it a shout out?
Because I think Manny! I shouted his name out.
You shouted it out, yeah.
But shout out to Manny, though.
There, now that's a shout out. Yeah, last week he told us about him driving with his left foot, and he got us with the technicality on the clutch. Yeah. I don't know if it was a shout out, but that was a shout out. Yeah. He also says, Alvin, that you got it right. He is Latino. I think when you said hola, Manny, that he was happy. So he's half Salvadorian, half Nicaraguan.
Ooh.
Very, very fancy.
Nicaragua.
He says, but he does look Filipino.
So technically.
And he says he grew up with a ton of Filipinos. He says, anyways, great episode again, guys. And I would like to get this into this week's thumbs up, thumbs down. He wants to know why we gave, I think we all gave thumbs down, except for John, to storage lockers for your kicks.
It's okay, Marin Lays can
do that thing. It's so right off the bat, that thumbs up, thumbs down was created right before the episode because we just somehow stumbled into talking about it.
Yeah.
And John was like, no, I don't like storage lockers for your kicks. I don't like it. I'm not a fan of it. And then he gave it a thumbs up.
Yeah.
So I was really confused, but we couldn't talk about it. But we couldn't talk about it, so maybe he can write in and let us know what the whole reason was behind that.
Eat that, bro.
But why did you guys give a thumbs down to storage lockers for your shoes? Alvin first.
If you don't live in a condo and you have a storage locker within that expense, it's an extra expense.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's not that much of an extra expense, but it is.
It's something. Yeah.
It's still something that can go towards a pair of sneakers. Also, if it's not on site, you got to drive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you won't wear it.
Second, exactly, you won't wear it. Yeah, if out of sight, out of mind, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Second, shit can happen to that shit.
Yep.
Yeah.
As much as, you know, they're like, oh, we have really good security cameras. Don't do shit if nobody's there.
That helps you figure out who it was after they've already stolen.
After
your stuff.
It's gone, after it's already sold, like, no. And yeah, that's just me. I don't know. I don't like them.
Joel.
Yeah, I'm the same ways too. Like, especially with, like, condominium lockers, like storage lockers.
Yeah.
Like some of them are like see-through. You can see everything.
Yeah, they're just
like,
chains.
No matter how you cover it and whatnot, like as soon as the next man catches you going in there and they see what's on your feet and you're going in there, they know what's up and you know, next thing you know, you come back and...
I mean, we've had somebody on the show who's had really bad luck with keeping their shoes in a storage locker and what was like $10,000 worth of shoes were stolen. So that's part of my reason as well. But I agree with Alvin. Mm-hmm. Same ways, like out of sight, out of mind. Like if you have so many that it doesn't fit in your house, you should probably downsize so you can actually wear your rotation instead of having to store them like elsewhere. What do you got? You guys live in a condo. Is everything in your physical condo, or do you have some 100%. In your? Not that I'm trying to out you guys or anything.
Never store anything in the downstairs locker.
No,
but there's like the conversation about buying a house because of we're running out of space.
So you're skipping the storage locker step. Yeah. You're going straight to a larger residence.
Yes, yes. Yeah, that's when the conversation came up because like we're running out of space, but we love all our shoes. Yeah. So what are we going
to
do about
it? Did a pair of shoes fall in your head while you were sleeping?
No.
Okay.
No.
Has that happened to you?
No shoes in the bedroom.
You said it.
Yes.
Really?
No. Oh,
that was a very specific question. No shoes in the bedroom. They're all
on
in,
the
like...
second bedroom. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
But not on our main bedroom. Spaces that are like. Yeah.
That's true.
Not with shoes.
So when your guests come over, it's
then
like
we have to move.
You're sleeping
some
in the shoe
stuff.
Room.
We'll put it on like the closets.
Yeah.
So Manny, I hope that satisfies your question as to why we answered that as we did. Next up, from very cool EE from Mark Ebrell from New Zealand.
New Zealand. That's not the accent.
That was pretty close,
I
think.
I'll work on it.
I don't know how it sounds, to be honest. He says, what's up? Love the podcast. Been listening all this year. My name is Mark, and I live in New Zealand. That's very cool. Apparently, they call themselves Kiwis.
Yeah. That's so cool, man.
We don't have a Canucks, I guess. Kiwis is cooler.
Yeah,
that's
Canucks.
A fruit.
Hey, I'm a Canuck. I'm a Kiwi.
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 So cool.
I wish we were a fruit. Oh. So anyways, he says... he asked a couple questions. So one of them I threw in here just because I thought it was really cool that he was even sending something in. So we're going to answer it here. And then another one we'll use as a fire round later on. So he says, why do you think Jordan Brand is doing weird shit with Jordan 1 quality? That's a very bold statement. He says, leather on the Defiant Couture, crinkled leather on a number of other ones. And then he goes on to say, chicken grease on the Shattered Backboard 3. Chicken grease. What? And then he says, it just seems strange to do these things to such an iconic line. So I guess he just wants to know, why are they not just sticking with the OG? Mare is shaking her head, and she loves Jordan 1s, especially mids. So why don't you let us know your thoughts on this, Mare?
get into ones. The mic for this. I want to hear
it. Yeah, I want to hear all of it.
Jordan 1s sell, so got to try out new stuff on them. People are buying them. They're very rarely sitting on shelves, even the ones that I don't love as much. Mm-hmm. Look at what you just bought.
Hey.
Some people might say that's a little weird stuff.
Hold on a second.
Yellow those, perforations.
Yeah.
Like,
the perforation is definitely different.
Stuff,
yeah, right? I agree.
Like, I don't know. Sometimes weird stuff looks better in hand, too.
That's true.
I like the Alayli ones a ton, and I know people don't like those, and
God,
that
those
people can call that weird stuff, and I think those are gorgeous.
Tell me the second one.
The Viotech.
The Viotech ones.
Yeah. Those are dope.
The colorway is just so strong.
It's nuts, man. I slept on. I like that shoe a lot.
And that Shattered Backboard 3 is still gonna sell the fuck out.
I want it.
I checked StockX. They're going for $800 on StockX right now.
I'll put an insole. Don't worry.
In an 8.
Yeah.
In an 8. Are they not coming in grade school?
No.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
We'll get into that later. Lays, what do you think about all this Jordan 1 chicken grease is what it was called. Well, do you want to defend your Shattered Backboard 3 there because you like them?
I'll keep him posted as soon as I get it in my hands.
Is it greasy?
I'll let you know, dude. I'll let you know if it's greasy or not. Yeah. But I don't think so. I feel like it's just on pictures.
I think it's like that.
I think it's greasy.
I
think
it's shiny.
Just like the lights.
I think
I
someone
know.
Went to like, they went to like Chick-fil-A, took the grease and put it on the shoe.
That's gross.
Is that shiny?
It is really shiny. It looks to me like the Defiant Couture, the same leather as that. Mm-hmm. Like in some lighting, it's not as shiny, but in some lighting, it's like, ooh, I don't know about that.
It doesn't crack like that, though.
Yeah, that's the problem. Well, I mean, it's already kind of cracked. Like it's like cracked,
it's pre-cracked.
And shiny.
It's like a patent leather kind of.
Yeah, it's almost patent, but it's not. I don't know. It's
like wrinkly.
It's weird.
So patent leather that you like left in the sun. At
yes.
noon.
And
like,
it shrank.
Yes.
It melted or something.
Yeah.
I think I kind of agree with Mare. Like, they're probably just trying stuff that on another shoe would otherwise not sell. Like, if they tried all this stuff on a Jordan 5, it's not going to sell.
No.
So they're going to do it all on a Jordan 1. And part of it is also, like, you're going to do stuff like this so that when one OG with cool leather does come out, you want it even more because they've been feeding you we're almost there.
Yeah.
Like you're almost at a cool shoe. And then they give you like the stuff that come like a bread or Chicago. And you're like, oh my God, been waiting so long for a proper quote unquote leather Jordan 1 to come out. Joel, any thoughts, ideas?
I don't know. Like, just like what Mare said, like anything they put on a 1 will sell. Like, it's just hotcakes.
Are they just playing with people at this point?
They know what they're doing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it's driving Jordan Brand or Nike up, like, you know what I mean? So it doesn't matter what they put on, like a Jordan 1 or whatever. It's going to sell. It's going to sell.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Alvin, do you want to go any further on the chicken grease thing, or you're happy with that?
Maybe it wasn't Chick-fil-A. It might have been Jollibee.
Jollibee. Yeah, the chicken joy. Yeah.
Chicken joy. They took the palabok like sauce.
And they put gravy on it.
And they put gravy
too.
On the shoe.
Yeah.
I think that's what it is. That sounds delicious.
And they washed it down with the mango drink.
I'm hungry now. He finishes. Mark Ibrell from New Zealand finishes with, "Hit me up on the podcast. Love your work. Peace, mate." I just love that they say mate.
Yeah.
If I say mate, I sound like a pirate.
Arr, mate.
Yeah. Arr, he says it, I'm like, whoa, he's so cool. The last EE from this week, once again, we had a ton, comes from, once again, Harrison Koo, H-Koo Inc., out of Toronto. Boring old Toronto. He says, "Hey, guys, I just thought this would be a fun fire round EEE thumbs up, thumbs down topic." He doesn't know where he wants it to be put. I put it in EE. He says, "How do y'all feel about the heel stepping trend, i.e. when you see people crushing the heel of their sneakers and basically turning them into slippers?"
Oh my God.
Everyone has seen it by now. You just destroy the cardboard on the heel or whatever's in the heel and just shove it in.
I saw somebody 2 days ago in an Ultra Boost. How could that be comfortable?
Ooh.
Oh my God.
But an Ultra Boost is already quite easy to put on.
Plastic on the back, yeah. Right? Like, how?
No, they were in an open house, babe. They're coming out from the open house, and I think he's rushing out. Oh. But he wasn't able to put his shoe.
Still, he stole something from the open house.
Still, though, like that's not the first time he's ever done that. That's a habitual thing.
It's a habit. Yeah.
I used to do that when I was maybe 4 or 5 years old. So anyone who's an adult doing that, you have no excuse. Because I remember doing it and then having to go to gym class with the same shoes, and you're like struggling to reform the heel. And I was like, okay, I got to stop doing this. And I realized that when I was in like grade 1. So all y'all should have definitely figured it out by now.
Yeah.
Does anyone have any more things to say about this horrible, horrible thing that Harrison made us talk about?
It's my biggest pet peeve.
Oh, yeah?
Yes.
Whenever I see Jomar doing that, that's why I have a shoehorn at the door. Just for him to, like, you know.
Do you have one of those massive ones? It's the like big the, one. The like 3-foot long ones, so you don't have to bend down.
Grab it behind his back kind of thing. But yeah, it's one of my biggest pet peeves, man.
But can we, I don't know, did you guys all do it at one point in your life? Because I did. No?
No way.
Wow, no. I'm a bum.
I would always fix it.
Oh, okay. So you would scrunch it in and then fix it.
No, like, so I'd be in a rush because I'm late for class. For example, if I'm wearing a pair of Vans.
Oh, okay. Just,
like, crush that, get into my whip, and I'm like, oh, I hate this. Fix it.
So I was,
but
the
it still happens.
I was the only bum ass who actually did it. Okay, fine.
You were young.
I was young. I was young and naive. So next up, speaking of sandals, we're on to thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say is thumbs up or thumbs down. Because Harrison was talking about slippers, well, I guess not really slippers, but kind of, the thumbs up, thumbs down topic this week is going to be thong sandals. Joel.
Down.
Alvin.
Down.
Lays.
Down.
Mayor.
Down.
Down. Next up is NSR. We talk a lot about sneakers, so in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. Joel brought the food this week, so he brings the NSR question. Joel, what do you got?
Okay, come winter, are we rocking beanies or are we rocking like hats?
So are you asking
scarves?
What what the winter headwear choice is?
That's my question, yeah.
Do you guys do toques with the bobble?
No, or toques with no bobble.
Toques, no bobble.
I've done it before.
You like the bobble?
Yeah, I like it. I enjoy it.
You should probably explain to like non-Canadian listeners.
Toque is a hat.
A toque is
a
hat.
It's not even a Canadian accent.
That you wear on your head.
What is that? Why did you use
it's to keep your head warm?
An Australian accent to explain.
Because that's who's gonna wonder why. What the hell is a toque?
They don't wear toques in Australia. Do they not know what toques
it's
are
Canadian
at all?
Canadian
toques. What do they call it?
Like beanie.
Beanie.
No.
I thought a beanie.
In the Philippines, they call it bonnet.
Bonnet.
Yeah.
Get your bonnet.
Anyone is like, oh, you like wear your bonnet. I'm like, what?
Anak, get your bonnet, Anak.
Yes.
Anak.
What's the one that had the brim in it? You know what I'm talking about? It
was Craig, like the Craig David.
I had one of those when I was a skater.
I have no idea.
It's like a, it's toque, but it has the brim.
Yeah.
I don't know what those are called. I thought those were a beanie.
Those were cool.
They were cool. I thought I was the shit.
Yeah, we're going to make Kenner got soul ones, though.
With the brim? Hell yeah.
You know, you can put like little rings on the brim, too. Oh. Those beanies.
Ooh. Let's bring it back.
Like fully accessorized.
Let's get out of this topic real quick. So next up, we're going to do promos. Just one promo to cover this week, and it is called Just Kicking It. It's going down on November 16th at the Scadding Court Community Center in Toronto. From 12 to 6, it is your typical buy-sell trade, so there will be vendors selling stuff, buying stuff, trading stuff, if you will. And there is also going to be a sneaker display showdown, quote unquote, featuring the top collectors in the city, people such as us. So this thing, who else matters, right? You guys are going, right?
Sure.
That's
going.
Cute.
Yeah, we're going.
That's nice of you. Like a charity, like I'll show up
what,
and
you guys got
and
big
lose.
Plans or something?
Oh, huge plans.
You know, I thought I'd let the shoes speak
fireworks.
For themselves.
Fireworks.
Sparklers. Like
sparklers.
You should see the mechanical elements.
Sound
like,
effects.
Oh, man. You're crazy. Not ready.
Have you got your water element ready?
Yes. Yes.
It's going to be like a Disney show out here.
Like a happily ever after, like the fuck out of it. But yeah, so
we're battling sound systems.
Yeah, like huge subs. Yeah. It's going to sound so gross in there.
We'd be like right across from each other.
Just hearing you're like, like vibrations, everything shaking.
Everyone's going to love it.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a horrible time. But if you're interested in a horrible time, please do show up. So like they said, featuring the top collectors in the city, that's a stretch because we're there. So it's clearly only one top collector in the city. But yeah, so it's us. You guys are going to show up. I think Tong might be going.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, shit.
Ink and Money.
Ink and Money is going. Is JC going to be there?
Hopefully.
There's some real big names
Sean?
On the list.
What's his IG?
Is Sean Go?
Not Sean Go. Sean Go doesn't have anything.
Oh, yeah.
The Air Max Sean.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
The one who displayed at Dirty Bird
when we had that Sneakers. Breakfast.
Yes, Uncle
Sneakers. And they're also, they're pairing some people together. So I think Ahmad is actually working with John Ratner.
What?
Yeah, that's kind of cheating.
That is
like,
cheating.
We should just pair together, guys.
Why don't
we can
we
bring
just do
both
it?
Of our sound systems and then play the same song.
Oh, that's nice.
It's not a bad idea, right?
Combine our fireworks.
What a great idea. That would be easier.
So yeah, it's going to be a really fun time. If you're interested, please check out the Just Kicking It Instagram, or you can hit up our good friend Flippin' Laces. Mm-hmm. Once again, we're like super excited. It's been a long time since we've had one of these. I think the last time a lot of these people came out was Soul Exchange when they had all the display section.
Yeah. It's going to be the same thing. It's going to be us just chilling. Yeah. Everyone's going to bring stupid shit out.
Just like, us. Winning.
Oh my god.
They're giving away $1,000 and a Larry O'Brien trophy to the winner.
All right. So whoever wins will treat us at like a Tita Phillips after.
Oh yeah. We're
like right outside. Some,
yeah.
Right.
We're all going
to have some between Kowali or something in Sisig.
Excellent.
Oh, Sisig.
So the after party, just come find us. We'll show you where. But yeah, we're really excited for that. Next up, we do have some guests here this week. They're to my right. To everyone who's listening, it'll be to your left. it is Marin Lays, a.k.a.
Marlays.
Hardy underscore girl, correct?
Or Marlays.
And Marlays. Almost like Merlot.
Ooh. Almost.
And Lazy underscore bones. Is there an underscore in there?
Yes.
Okay, got it right. So thank you guys once again for being here.
Yes. Thank you.
We like to start every guest appearance. Not that it's just started with the number one, I guess, I think it's number three actually in the world, game show after Price is Right
and Jeopardy.
And I thought it was Family Feud, Us, oh, and yeah. then Jeopardy, because I think Jeopardy's fallen off, but I'll have to check the stats on that. I'm not 100% sure. We're in the top four for sure.
Ahead of Wheel of Fortune.
Ahead of Wheel of Fortune. Wheel of Fortune is horrible. But yeah, we're in the top five game shows on the entire planet right now, so it is a pretty big deal that you guys are here. And it's called 21 Questions. So I'm assuming when you guys started dating, you played the whole 21 Questions or questions thing, like, hey, I don't even know. I don't want
to. What's your favorite candy?
Yeah.
What's your favorite? Oh, it's as sweet as you are.
That's really good. I can see why you're taken. So we're going to run through this. It's kind of like your own personal fire round. I have 21 questions. I guess you guys can each answer because they would be separate. So we'll go Lay's Mare in succession, like bam, bam.
You guys should have played like the newlywed game with us on this.
I honestly thought about it.
Would have been so
I was going
good.
To. But it's not as effective.
But it would be embarrassing for us.
It's not as effective when there's no visuals. Because you have to hold up something. Oh, yeah, you know what I mean? Like this, it's not as dramatic. I did
when
think,
we get YouTube and stuff, we'll play it again.
I did. It crossed my mind. So I'm proud of myself that we're all on the same wavelength, though. Mm-hmm. Anyways, back to the better game. 21 questions. So number one, air or boost?
Air.
Air.
Number two, favorite color?
Blue.
Blue.
It's just boring. Number three, crew socks or no shows?
No shows.
Crew socks.
Finally, something. Oh, number four, do you sleep with socks on?
No.
No. Hard pass.
Weirdos. Number five, favorite winter shoe?
Ooh. Uh-huh.
Everyone's stressed out now. Like I just
no,
asked.
Like, the thing is, I change at work.
Okay, so what do you wear to work then? If it's Uggs, we
it's
have
like,
to cancel.
No.
Right
it's like my like my Air Max winter boots.
Oh, the sneaker boots.
Yeah, the
oh,
sneaker okay. boots. Yeah, yeah. Yes.
Mare.
I also change at work, but if I'm not, I wear Jordan 1.
Just any Jordan 1.
Well, yeah, something, actually,
something yeah. heat hype. Number six, Jason Mark or Crep Protect.
Jason Mark.
Jason Mark.
Number seven, original boxes or drop fronts? They looked at each other like this was going to cause an argument.
No, we're in trouble now.
That's why we're not moving to a high school.
Or they've argued about it before.
This was a decision in the car.
Was definitely a topic before. Somebody slept on the couch after this discussion. Lays, original boxes or drop fronts?
Oh man.
She's looking at me.
I don't know what the answer has to be then.
No. I let her answer it.
You have to answer
first. You have to answer.
You answer first.
The answer is always original boxes. So Lays? She's going to say drop buttons because she's mad that I have so many boxes.
Yes. Yes. We there's just so many boxes. Yeah.
We're not supposed to be ruining marriages, but we might be on this
no,
podcast. No. number eight. What year did humans first walk on the moon?
69. I remember this vaguely because
vaguely?
You know what?
No.
My mom.
No, it couldn't have been 69 because JFK was dead before 69, wasn't he?
Well,
no, there was like a Miss Universe.
No, 69.
She remembers because of Miss Universe.
She does. Yes, she charts the years of Miss Universe.
I think it was 69. I don't know.
Mayor?
I think 69.
69.
See, it's a Miss Universe question.
It's not a Miss Universe question.
There was a Miss Universe question.
World peace in 1969.
Who was Miss Universe 1969?
I don't know. I don't know. But no. Gloria Diaz.
Yeah.
Miss Philippines.
Duh.
Oh. Gloria Diaz.
Obviously.
You didn't know that? I knew that right away before you even asked it. Yeah. Number nine, Dunks or Jordan 1s?
Jordan 1s.
Jordan 1.
Okay. Number 10, animal print or elephant print?
Animal print.
Elephant print.
Oh, boy. Number 11. How many wins will the Raptors finish with this year?
48.
Whoa, 44.
Oh, I hope not. Number 12. Would you rather a men's 7 or a GS 7?
GS 7 because it's cheaper.
Yeah. Men's 7 because the quality's better. Yeah.
Number 13, spell a tenacumpo.
Ooh.
And use it in a sentence.
I think it's
we beat Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Are we really spelling this out?
Yeah.
Yeah.
A-N-T-E... And K.
Wrong. Okay.
A-N-T-E-T-E-K.
Wrong. A-N-T-E-T-O-K-O-U-N-M-P-O.
He read that, everyone.
Duh. I wrote it. Number 14. One to stalk and one to rock, or two different pairs to rock.
Two different pairs to rock.
Two different pairs to rock.
Okay, right answer. Number 15, what three shoes are you bringing with you on vacation?
Where are we going?
Yes, where
wherever,
are we going?
Wherever you want. Well, state where you're going and what you're bringing.
All right.
Where was your last vacation?
Well, does it count when we went to London to see the Spice Girls?
Yes, for the weekend? We went to London. What did you bring?
For the weekend?
What did you bring to London?
Air Max Light?
Atmos Air Max 2 Lights.
Yeah.
Supreme,
I can't
remember.
The
ones with the flames.
Oh, the, yep.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You bought your
Jordan 1.
Undercover React Elements.
Yeah, because that's one of my favorite.
Your comfy shoe?
Yeah, comfy shoe.
Yeah. That's it. We only brought 4 pairs.
This is yeah, because it's just boring. 48 hours.
So, that's 48 shoes. number 16, how many sides does a pentagon have?
Five.
Why you guys look at me like it's obvious? Like, sorry to the guests in the past who got it wrong. number 17, favorite Jordan model ever?
Jordan 5 Bel Air.
Oh, that was very specific.
Yeah.
No, she loves that shoe.
I love that shoe. Yeah.
Mayor.
Thinking. It's going to be the Jordan 1.
Jordan 1? Just all of them?
All of them.
Not number,
black toe.
I guess you guys can share this answer because I'm assuming it's a shared answer. How many pairs in the collection?
We never count.
If you care to. Okay, yeah.
We never
That's
count.
A good answer, too.
Good
yeah.
answer.
Good answer. Like Family Feud. Good answer. number 19. What is the capital of New Brunswick?
Labrador.
St. John's.
That's false. Foxy. It is Fredericton. Did you see how excited Mare was to tell you were wrong?
I'm sorry.
And she was also wrong.
We both like being right so much.
I'm sorry. I don't know.
You should be sorry. Sorry, all our New Brunswick and Fredericton specific listeners. Apologies.
Yeah. My brother-in-law is from New Brunswick.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, yikes. I know.
Oopsies.
Real bad.
Super yikes. Number 20, what is your number one grail?
I just said that.
Did you?
Jordan.
Oh, okay.
Bel Air. It's like my favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just love it.
I think everybody will guess what mine is.
I don't know.
Air Max 1 Cherrywoods.
Okay. So number 21, would you rather receive your number one grail or three other pairs from your top 10?
Grail.
Yeah. Number one.
Three other pairs.
Three other pairs?
You already own your grail.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I'm like, three other pairs, because I already have one.
There's a lot of cheating going on in this podcast. I don't know how I feel about
it. If I will buy it, ladies will.
We're a team.
Got him.
Shoes is a team sport.
So next up, a title that Alvin invented, your soulography. So I do remember, it was a couple years ago, I think it was Mare wrote an article for us called Dear Jordan, back when we were doing a series for the Jordan store opening. And it was a cute little story about how you came to love sneakers. But it actually started with Lays. So do you guys collectively want to tell this story of how you guys came into the sneaker game?
Do we have super different paths?
Okay, perfect. We got perfect. At least 3 hours left of this. Great. So take your time.
So Lays was born.
And then I moved. And then, yeah.
No. So I started out liking classic runners. I didn't grow up loving sneakers. Like, my joke is always that I grew up swimming. That was my sport. So not a lot of shoes there. So I came to it a lot later and then really got into classic record runners, mostly Air Max 1s. And then I met Lays, and Lays grew up playing basketball.
Yeah, I grew up in Manila. So, and then, you know, like how Philippines is very like basketball culture, and everywhere you look at is just shoes. We watch, you know, you wake up early in the morning just to watch NBA and you just watch shoes.
What time are games on in Philippines?
I usually wake up at 7 in the morning.
Oh my god. Yeah, and so it's like a 12 hour difference.
Yeah,
almost.
Yeah.
Holy smoke.
Yeah, so 7, but usually it's nice because it's usually the summer, so we don't have classes.
True.
Yeah,
and then I always wait like whatever Michael Jordan is gonna wear, or Scottie Pippen or Charles Barkley. And then at the time, I cannot buy it because my mom will be like, would you rather have shoes or food on the table? Because like, it's so expensive. Mm. And then I told myself, like, okay, the moment I like, you know, have my own job, I'll start buying my shoes. And like, fast forward, we emigrated to Canada and yeah. Nice. There you go. Started
and
buying
and
my
shoes.
And
you indeed bought all your shoes.
All your shoes.
Yes. So this is where you come in. Is that correct?
Yeah. So then we met on Tinder.
Yeah.
Nice.
Cool. Yeah. It's like our anniversary is coming. Like our Tinderversary.
Oh, congrats.
It's like Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, you know, like after
you guys met on Tinder.
After,
on
Thanksgiving.
Okay.
You know, like after you had like all your dinner and you're just like so full yeah. And you're just like
and you're just
relax.
On the couch like swiping.
Yeah. Swiping. Oh, I had a match. Great.
You want to hang out right now?
So then we met up and then we talked about shoes the whole time.
Mm.
Like not just shoes, but like lots
of
shoes.
No, we met at like a 7 nice. And we closed the restaurant, I think.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That's a good sign.
It's a good date.
Yeah. How did it turn out? Is it?
Do you guys stay together or yeah. not?
I can't wait to hear how this ends.
Stay tuned.
Next episode.
Next episode.
Yeah, and then so we talked about shoes and then she, because you know when somebody's passionate about something, mm-hmm. you get passionate about it.
Yeah.
So she's so passionate about Jordans. So I started buying Jordans. And then now you also buy Air Max, but you like a 97 better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 97.
97 is your Air Max? Mm. Yeah. Which 97? Any specific one?
You like the Silver Bullet.
Silver Bullet. Silver yeah. Bullet. Yeah, I like that.
That's a good choice. Mm. Well, I like that the whole time you guys were staring at each other with love in your eyes. That made the story a whole lot better. Very cute. Mm-hmm. I also like that you met on Tinder because me and Jill also met on Tinder. So shout out to Tinder real quick.
It's very successful.
This segment was brought to you by Tinder. So,
swipe right to find your next lover.
Thank you for that. That was very cute. I was going to ask what the sneakerhead timeline was like where it's what it started with, where it went, but I think you guys in the midst of your story kind of told that.
Yeah, first date, we already talk about it because like she has like huge following and I'm like, why don't we just concentrate on your...
So you already had the following when you guys met?
Well, she just has maybe like, not a to little the same bit. Degree. She's like, she has more.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, why don't we just concentrate on yours and then work something and then... On our second date, we went for a hike, and I'm like, okay, let me take a photo of your shoes.
Second date, you were already like, all right, let's
real,
do this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That made it
yeah,
serious.
And then I sent her the photo, and then, yeah.
That's it.
There
that's
you go. Yeah.
Well, thanks for making me look like a genius, because the next thing we were going to talk about was Instagram. and the first question was, why did you start using Instagram? So, Mare, I guess, you said Mare had a little bit of a following already.
Yeah.
What are we talking about, like, a little bit? Because
not much, like 1,000.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Like so, 10K.
I only had 10K at the time.
It's just like more than what I have.
Okay,
time,
so you guys
so.
Just picked whoever had more,
yes.
and you're like, okay, we're going
to
go with that
also,
one.
Also, she says I have to be the front person.
Yes.
Mm, she wants you to be the face of it.
Even though everybody thinks
so.
It's her.
The foot.
Because I never put my face in it.
Yeah,
put my
a lot
face.
Of people say
because you're
I'm
always
party
posting
girl.
Of
yeah,
her.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So why did you actually start using it? Did you start with the intention of this being a thing?
No, my Insta was like everybody else's, like just me, my life, food.
Yeah.
Like, whatever, traveling.
It's like something fun.
But then
that we
you like
together.
Taking pictures. Yeah. We both love shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It seemed like it would be fun.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So then we just started.
Yeah, plus like when you're dating someone, like you kind of want to see them more. So excuse, right?
Oh.
Yo, let me take there a picture go. Of your feet, shorty.
I know you're mad at me, but I have to see you to take a picture of your shoes.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
There you go. You didn't
look at Mare. She's like, what?
She bamboozled.
I got played.
Well, I guess it worked out.
She didn't actually want to see you. She just wanted to grow a social media page. So at what point in this whole process did you guys realize that you wanted it to be like a thing? Like that you were like, okay, I want to grow it. I want it to like, I want to get the following. Other than the second date, which is like, it sounds like 2 days into this, you were like, okay, let's do it. Like when did you realize, okay, let's make this like a thing. Like let's
I don't know if we
get into it hardcore.
Really talked about that. We just posted stuff.
And it just kind of organically...
It's fun. I love shoes. I like talking to people about shoes.
Yeah.
It's fun to take pictures. Yeah. We like walking around the city anyways, so that's fun. Like, it just was super organic. It was never, like, meant to be a thing.
So you didn't sit down and you're, like, writing down steps, like, okay, we got to get to this, You kind of just...
No, so we have, like, full-time jobs, so you're just, like, maybe looking for an outlet or a hobby after work.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and I do this for clients anyway, so I might as well do it for myself.
Yeah.
Because I can try it, like, I... optimize things by like when am I going to post what time zone works best like all of that stuff and I then I could apply those learnings to other things.
So you're actually working. So you say, oh, it's a fun thing after work, but she's actually just doing work. Yeah,
I'm always working.
Yeah. So at what point did you realize that it was a thing? Because whether you like it or not, you guys said you never actually wanted it.
Is it a thing?
I think it's a thing. You have 37,000 followers on Instagram. So it's kind of a thing. When did you...
Measly.
Do you still think it's not a thing then? Is that the answer?
Well, it hasn't really changed in terms of how we approach it. I guess it's a thing when people would DM and said they saw us places.
Aww.
Yeah.
Nice. Then that feels like a thing.
That's creepy.
Do you say like
hi.
That? Yeah.
That's exactly... Yeah. Yeah. No, if you see me, say hi. Yeah. DM me and say that you saw us.
I saw you.
A photo of you, like, from really far away.
Are you the one wearing the shoes? And I'm like... About to hop in the subway, I'm like, yeah.
No,
I don't love that.
Weirdo.
Just say hi.
So when people started to recognize you, you were like, oh.
Yeah, that's...
People know who we are.
That's a thing, for sure.
Yeah?
That's
cool. But it doesn't happen often, because like I say, I never post my face.
Yeah, that's true.
Or like when brands like send you gifts.
I was going to say, so
it's
like
when... It's brand gift, but that was a big deal.
That's when you were like, whoa. Yeah. What was the first... Do you remember what the first...
Yeah, it was Nike. And they sent me... was a running shoe. It was Flyknit.
Yeah.
Epic. Lunar Epics.
Oh, yeah. Like an actual performance shoe.
Performance runner,
and then just after that, it kind of just starts to snowball. And
I mean, it takes time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens fast.
And so we've talked about this. I think it was either last week or the week, might have been the week before. How have you seen Instagram, change since you guys started using it? What year are we talking that you guys actually like started posting like consistently? Like
5 years ago?
Yeah, maybe four or five
like
years.
2014, 2015 ish.
Things have changed a lot. There's a lot more people on it now. So it's like, and a lot of people posting a lot like more stuff more frequently. Like a lot of people are trying to get in, which is awesome.
Yeah.
It's harder to connect with people because I think people don't see your posts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's stupid algorithms.
Frustrating because it's like I like to see other people's stuff and I can't see it unless I search for it, which I don't like. I don't know. It seems pretty much the same. I think people comment less.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think there's a lot more casual, like people just scrolling.
I think stories before, has trained people to scroll through.
Yeah.
And so people are not used to engaging in the way that they
and
used
liking
to.
And
so I think
commenting,
it's like suppressing that behavior.
Mm. So how do you feel about this whole new thing then? Like, do you not really care at all or no?
No.
Okay. I'm choosing to use somebody else's platform. I'm at their mercy anyways.
That's true.
You have to kind of know that going in.
It's a good way to look at it. I never thought about it that way.
Yeah.
If you build your platform on something somebody else owns, they always own it.
Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah. That's a good point. I never thought about it like that. I was just always mad at Instagram. But I mean, it is theirs after all. They can kind of do what they want. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you said there is an influx, like there's more people doing it. So I guess that can kind
of,
you think it's awesome? Like you like it? Yes.
Yeah.
You're a fan of it. So I guess we'll kind of slowly get into the whole female side of it. Do you see, because I've noticed a lot, like in the last at least year and a half, 2 years, like females, starting to get into a lot. How do you feel about the whole?
Because
I'm not going to call you an OG. You're not the first female sneakerheads to ever do it, but you've been doing it longer than 1 or 2 years, and you have a little bit more knowledge than some of the people doing it. I guess we'll say because I feel like some people experience do it casually.
It's hard to do casually, though.
It is hard to do casually. So how do you feel about the whole boom of the female sneakerheads?
I think it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's like my favorite thing.
Yeah.
Is seeing other women who love sneakers and talking to them. Like if I go to events and there's women there, like that's, I want to talk to them. I was at an event with Reebok. Maybe a month ago.
You were one of the panels.
Yeah. It was a panel and they were launching the new It's a Woman's World shoe series with a bunch of women sneakerheads from Europe and North America who designed it. It was super cool.
Wow.
What was the most cool part was there were people there I didn't know, which I always like, because you tend to see the same people a lot. And they didn't know any other women who were sneakerheads either. So I was able to like show them other people and like start making connections. And then you start to realize like, the scene is so much bigger than just the people we know. There's so many people involved.
And they do other stuff.
And they are doing other cool things. And they have different approaches. And they're bringing like a new perspective to sneakers. I think it's amazing.
That's awesome.
So you're very much pro other
as
female.
As long as like you genuinely love sneakers.
Yeah.
Like we're totally supportive of you.
So to sidetrack slightly, we've talked about it before, but it's not as much of a problem now, but it was certainly maybe when this whole quote-unquote influencer thing started. But the people who aren't as into sneakers, but the brands just see, 100,000 followers, here's a shoe. And they're a female and they're posting it. I feel like it it probably happens both ways, but maybe I just notice it more when it's a female.
I think it's died off a little bit.
Definitely.
Like, are those
yeah.
women bringing something awesome to the table? Like,
that's
are they
what I
super
mean.
Super stylish
yeah.
in some other way.
Yes.
Then I think. Like, that's a different thing.
There's value
right?
to it,
like,
yeah.
There's tons of value to it. Like, when you're approaching women in sneakers, you can't just treat it the same way as you might treat men. It's like, it's different. Women are different. They approach the scene mm-hmm. differently. Mm-hmm. They're going to incorporate sneakers in a different way. Mm-hmm. So you have to think about who you're going to seed in a different way.
This is very yeah. true. So what would you say, because I'm sure there are several thousand of them, some of your most common struggles in being a female sneaker head? Like I said, I'm sure there's a ton.
Number one,
please. Yeah, please list them all off because
are you ready?
Let's we go. As well are very pro female sneakerhead on this podcast. So
number
please.
One, when you don't release, when brands don't release everything in full sizing, then the things they do release for women become for everybody, but then women can't get them.
Yeah.
So to me, the problem isn't guys buying like a women's satin black toe. The problem is that not every shoe is available in full sizing. So. Mm-hmm. Lays can't buy a shattered backboard.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like that to me is the problem. So it makes me extra frustrated when I go and I see guys buying because we get so little. Like there's so very few hot, hype colorways in a Jordan or a Nike or an Adidas that actually fit that it's a big deal if you can't even get access. And then to me, that's going to prevent people from getting in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right? Like so a girl sees a picture of a satin black toe. She's not into sneakers. She can't. There's no
buy
way.
It.
How is that person going to even approach
it? Like casually,
it?
Like just saw
or
it
just
on Instagram.
Impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And there's like a bunch of guys that like, she would be intimidated.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's just no way. And I think that's very, very frustrating. And I wish that there were more shoes available in more sizes. I think that would be.
So on average, I don't know if you can think of a number off the top of your head, but like how many pairs do you want that you're like, shit, it's not even coming in grade school? Like, is this a common thing? Because
for Lays, it's super common.
Because you're a 6.5 or
6.5 Y, 7. I'm
right
7, 7.5 women. So what I do is like I borrow some of Mayor's shoes and I put an insole.
Okay.
But only if I get a 7. And we all know that 7 doesn't come to Canada.
Rare.
It usually starts 8 and up in Canada.
Yeah.
And we know they're available, but they don't come here.
Yeah, yes. 8, I have to double socks and insole.
You've never worn an 8. Yeah. It's not possible.
That's a 9.5 Yeah.
It's just way too big.
That's like 3 sizes too big
so
for
how
you.
Often?
Too big.
Yeah. Is it pretty? Because I know,
every
like,
Travis
if you
Scott
go like 5 years ago, it was like everything. Like, there was nothing. But now it's a
little
bit more common.
Better.
Yeah.
And it happens usually when it's a guy designer like Travis Scott or Don C. who has a kid, then you tend to see GS, right? So Travis has a kid.
Yeah. So they went full family sizing. Interesting.
Although not on the Jordan 1, not on the Jordan 4, and not on the original Air Force 1.
Damn. Yeah. So it's pretty common still then. But the sixes are,
And the sales.
The sale. Oh, the sale Air Forces. Yes. Yeah. And do you have the Air Forces?
No, I have them.
In men's? Oh, yeah. That's right. You do have them. So it is still a common thing then. So, like, do you think that every shoe, this is a really broad statement, should every shoe come full family sizing? From maybe not infant, but from like 3.5 to 15 or whatever, should it come in every size?
We don't even always get 15 in Canada.
Whatever it is. Like, if it should have come 3.5 or 4 to 13 all the time.
To be honest, I don't see why not. They have the last. It's not like they're making a new mold for a Jordan.
Yeah.
Like, they have them.
Are
we
they
know
losing money if they
don't
make,
as many? Like,
yeah. Just limit the number. Like,
pretend we have a chance.
Yeah.
just the idea that you have a chance.
Honestly, though, because when it doesn't even exist, then that's way worse. At least if it exists, you can pretend you have a shot at it.
That's true. Yeah. It gives you...
Like,
and
that's
it
how
makes
we all live
feel,
our lives.
It makes you feel included, too, right?
Exactly.
Like, you know it exists, so you feel slightly involved.
The worst is when you see that, like, Jessica Biel wearing the Man of the Woods Jordan 3, for instance, which means that they made it and her
exists.
Size
not available,
but they chose not to actually manufacture it. That one is to me, that's the very
I got excited. I got excited a little bit when I saw that, and I'm like, oh,
because you sometimes buy things you don't even want that much because they actually come in your size.
Yes.
Oh, is that a common thing? Like you're just like, oh,
I might as well get
this.
Because you don't even love that.
That kind of sucks. It kind of really sucks. Like you're buying stuff that you don't even love just because.
It's in my size.
I have to because I don't know when the next one's going to come, right?
Yeah.
It's and yes, we're complaining a lot now. It's a lot.
No, please,
than
no,
it was.
Please, because no, it's
like
it.
It's improved. I just want more improvements, obviously.
Because
I want more women in sneakers, and if they're not getting their size, they'll never. Why would they ever buy anything?
So I don't know how this question is going to sound because it's not meant to sound really bad at all.
Right.
But where do you think a female sneakerhead's place is in the whole sneaker community? Does that make sense? Like.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's obviously a hierarchy, not by anyone's choice, but it's been like males get the, like, where do you think the females fall? Where should they fall? Like, obviously it should be equal. So that's a stupid question. But like, how do you think they, the brands, I guess, see them in the overall community? And where do you think the community sees them in the overall community?
So with, I think it's a community created by and large for men and boys, because it comes a lot out of the basketball scene. Mm-hmm. So women like behind in sports.
Yeah.
Go into all of that. WNBA Big finals on now. WNBA, I think it's a lot to ask that women are going to be included in the same way, because that's equality isn't like it's about equity, not exact, like one to one, right? I think the way that some brands have included women in terms of the designers they have doing the shoes, I think is amazing. I think Jordan Brand is doing a ton of work there. I think Jordan Brand is doing a ton of work signing women athletes to be the face of the brand and like making a big deal about it. Like that Maya Moore poster where she had her arms out doing that Jordan pose, like that's
crazy. The best.
They never let anybody do anything like Jordan, right? Like they don't touch that, and they let her do that. I think that is a huge step forward. And I'd love to see more of that. It's like, it's like not just to include, but to welcome is kind of a different
like
approach.
To promote as well, right? Like rather than just say, yeah, you're included, like to promote
but, like,
the
will
idea
be
of
behind
it.
Behind the guys. Like, I don't want that. Like,
no, it should be its own thing. And I think that's happening.
Oh, okay. So you don't want it to necessarily be all grouped together, like us two. You want it to be, okay, them, but then also, like, also us.
I think there's room for all of that to happen.
Absolutely.
Women are a huge market, and women are wearing sneakers now to work in more and more places. That's money on the table.
Exactly, 100%. So that's where I guess you think you see the brands, where they should see them. What about the sneaker community? Like, where do you think, like, how do you feel like you're perceived within the sneaker community as a female sneakerhead?
As a woman first, sneakerhead second.
Yeah.
Every time, for sure. Like, no doubt. Toronto is not the same as other places. We travel a lot, and obviously we go to sneaker stores.
That's why you travel a lot.
And I think it's different in other cities. I think it's better here. It's more inclusive.
It's way
here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people always says that to us. It's better.
It's like, better.
The sneaker culture here is way better.
That's like surprising, to be honest. I feel we have a lot to improve on, but
Yeah, but I think it is significantly better. I don't know. I don't think lineups, for instance.
Ooh, those are. I can't imagine.
Like that's not fun, right? Like it's not fun for anybody. I get it.
Yeah, it's 2019. No, there's other ways to raffle it.
Yeah,
come on.
But I just think those are not situations that are welcoming to women.
No.
Very true.
Like just the energy is
like overnight camping. Like no.
I wouldn't want Kaya out there, to be honest.
No.
So, like,
absolutely.
I get it. You know what I mean? Like the guys that go line up aren't the. Some of them, not saying all of them, some of them just...
Look, and I've had great experiences in lines, too, so I'm not saying anything like that. Just, it's...
Yeah, but, like,
it's
we
not,
have guy friends
it's
when
very
we
often
up.
Clear that it's not for us.
Yeah. Very true. I mean, to just kind of echo that, like, I remember for the Nike Air Mag HyperAdapt, I was told I was good on the pair, but I had already arranged with Mare that I was going to go, so I still went. Just because I was like, I don't, like, Mare's not going by herself to this. Like, I'm making, like, because I don't even, like, not even to, like, look down on it. Like, it's just not a safe space for even me going by myself. I don't feel comfortable. So I can't imagine as a female with, like, a bunch of 6-foot guys who are just, like, if the line starts to push forward or there's a miss, like, if Mare's like, hey, you cut in front of me, they're going to be like, like, okay.
Like
that's
most
just,
of the time it's going to be fine. But
it's the one time it's not is the problem. Yeah, that's the thing.
Remember, we line up for the Jordan,
the Travis Scott,
Jordan 4 before.
Right? That was there. Yeah, that was
like. Ugh. Really,
but yeah, that's a prime example of like it's just a sea of people, and you're
it's
just
like
a smaller body, and then,
exactly, you're physically a smaller body.
Yeah, and you just get pushed around, whether they're trying to or not. Like,
and I would
still,
say mostly they're not trying. To.
Yeah,
nobody's
like no one is physically like pushing you out of the way, but it just happens when you're in a group full of. Men. So you think that the sneaker community by and large just sees you females, and then you're like, oh yeah, she likes shoes too.
I think there's a lot of gatekeeping, like you have to prove like that you're worthwhile to pay, like that you have like you have knowledge about Jordan's, like from when Jordan played. Like you know about every Air Max colorway and which one came out first and all the variations of the like original, and
so
like there's a lot of that I think subtly happening. People look down on especially women, also dudes who are new to the scene too,
for sure,
who just don't have that same depth of knowledge, and why should anybody have to take a test, right?
Like, there's no, like, it's open to everybody, right?
Exactly.
That's why you're getting into it too, to learn. Like it doesn't make sense. It's like
or
having
not. bought. You're just getting into it because you want to wear shoes.
So, fuck, I was going to say something. I forgot. So what would you say a couple just misconceptions then that people have about female sneakerheads? Like, can you think of anything that people hear your female
They're only in it because their boyfriends buy them shoes.
Oh.
Or they're on it because they just want to promote their body.
Oh, double O.
Mm-hmm. Those are the two biggies.
Yes, yeah. Those are the two ones. Yeah. Because like sometimes, like I think there's one person who asked me, like, so why don't you just post something sexy? I'm like, why do I need to post something sexy?
Yeah. Why can't I just post shoes? Yeah.
Yeah. Why? Wait, it's because I'm female.
Actually said that to you?
Yeah. They asked. Like, out of like, it's
guys,
it's,
you get weird DMs.
Yes. Weird DMs. Yes. It's crazy. And I'm like, would you say that to a guy, Mayor? Why can't you wear? Why
What's
can't you
above
post some-
those ankles?
Right? Like,
I'm gonna comment that on your next picture.
No, you wouldn't say that to a guy, but like to a female, they will ask you that.
That's really weird,
right? Like,
okay, I don't like that. I feel violated. Like, that's like that at all. Like, that's not good
like,
at all.
Sure, if you have good body and you want to like post go for it. It's not for everyone, right? So,
so recently, Exclusity did their whole female only raffle situation. So first of all, I think we've kind of touched on this, but are female exclusive sneakers important and why? Like, you kind of mentioned, you don't really care if there are female exclusive releases as long as everything is available. So, but I guess in the world that we live in, do you think they are important?
I think they're hugely important because it creates energy around a woman's sneaker. Like that satin black to a launch. When was the last time you saw energy around a woman's shoe?
Yeah. Never. It's the last satin black or satin shattered backboard or whatever.
So yeah, I think it's huge, right? Like, as energy draws attention, it draws people, gets them in, makes them excited. Yeah.
So what did you think of Exclusity's raffle format then? Were you guys a fan of it or?
We like it.
Yeah.
We participated. Yeah. So
did you guys win?
We won the first one.
The shatter backboard. Oh, okay. The backboards. Got it. Yeah. We won that one.
Yeah,
we
but like for this one, we did it. I won it from a different raffle.
Oh, okay. So you did get a pair.
Yeah. Yeah. But you guys weren't many pairs, I don't think. Yeah.
They were seemed pretty limited.
And you can't be like salty when you lose a raffle.
Oh, no, not at all. And especially, I mean, especially when it seems like they had really good intentions like this one. I feel like this was probably the lightest one to feel like you lost, but you like, you know, you lost to other females at least.
Yeah,
like
that, it hurts just a touch less.
A touch less, yeah.
Other women got the shoe and they're like wearing them and they're so
they
happy.
They put it on their feet right away.
It makes me so
Yeah, that was really cool to see people lacing them up in the store.
Yeah, and I'm like, okay.
That I like their follow through on that of showing women and putting them on. And I said my favorite thing about that contest format was when we had to post entries, and I almost never post an entry on my Instagram, and I did. And you could scroll through the hashtag, and the hashtag was like full of all these women wearing awesome Jordans, and I didn't even know like half of them. And I thought that was like so much fun. Awesome. I really liked that.
So that's like, I guess, like, I don't know if this is or not, but a good example of like the whole like us also kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, we don't want to be included in this raffle, but give us our own little cool thing to partake
in.
So like,
cool.
It was fun.
So do you have anything to say? Once again, you can be explicit on this podcast. Do you have anything to say to the people who say it was unfair? What if I want to wear them? It's discrimination was a common thing that I read in the comment section. Once again, feel free to be explicit.
I can do it for you.
We were very explicit when we saw that. Yeah. Each time it's happened.
I don't usually choose to fight those battles like on Instagram because it just makes me tired.
I did.
Great.
I know. I saw your responses.
Sometimes I don't have the energy, but nothing makes me more like, I was livid. Like, I had to shut the comments down.
Yeah.
Oh my God. We get so little. This is like the one thing we have. We have one shoe.
Like, one shoe, you have everything else.
You have everything else in the world. Like, they say when people who have privilege start seeing equality, they perceive that they start experiencing equality, they start perceiving that they are less than because this is such a change in their status.
And they just don't understand.
So it's just this weird feeling. And I think that's what's happening. Like, everybody's had everything for so long, so you assume you're always going to get everything.
Yeah.
And then you don't get one thing. You're like, oh my God, the world is ending.
Literally one thing.
One.
Literally one thing.
one thing.
And there's like a W on the size. It's
women's. It says
women's. Like, come on.
So kind of, I guess it's still related. How did you feel that it went up to an 11 and a half, or what, 11 and a half or 12 and a half? Or like, do you kind of feel like, okay, it's a woman's release, but it's not a woman's release? Like, they're still making it for men.
If you can do extended sizing, why can't you do extended, like,
everything? Extended downward.
The event I went to was like a week after that, and every woman there that was in the speaker, everybody was saying the same thing. Yeah. Like, I cannot believe they made extended sizing.
Yeah. Mm. So
it's for WNBA players.
you can say
not
that.
Not even. Their feet are way bigger than
yeah, exactly.
I don't see it's any of them Super. Wearing it.
So that's a pet peeve of yours. You're huge. Not a fan of the whole.
Not a fan.
Because then at the end of the day, it's still a men's release.
Yeah, it's a men's release. It's,
yeah.
Goes up to a men's. What, yeah. Was it a 12?
12.
Women's?
12 women's.
So a 10 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like that's. Like,
yeah.
When we,
it's it reselling
went up bigger,
for a lot.
That's what it went up to in Canada. It went up bigger in the States.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my word. And that's even crazy that Brianna we got Stewart. The 12 up here, because when have you ever in your life walked into a store and said, can I get 12 women's, and they've had it?
Never.
Like, that's very intentional.
We never had it at Foot Locker. The biggest we had at Foot was a 10.
10. Exclusivity, the biggest we had was a 9, so you got us beat.
Are you kidding?
Yeah, oh 9 women's.
Oh wow.
Because they're they said there just wasn't a market for. No, they are. They did change it, by the way, so shout out to Exclusivity. They did. And they said for next year they're actually doing that. They're extending everything if it's available in full family sizing.
They're gonna go all the way
they're
down.
Going all the way down, yeah. All the way up to like a 14 or something. Mm. But when I was working there, only a 9 women's, because they just said there wasn't a big enough market for it. And I can tell you, working there certainly was, because a lot of females were not impressed that
if you don't stock it, the market can't grow.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You can't gain the customer. Yeah.
That's what it is.
So what would you say to people? Oh, I already asked that. we just did that. So kind of to finish it off, I think you said you feel like there's a expectation upon you, like there's almost a barrier to entry upon a female sneakerhead that she has to be in it for X reason, she has to be in it for Y reason, she has to, her boyfriend likes it, or she has to know a lot and then we'll actually respect her. Can you speak a little bit, because I know that you're potentially clinically insane when it comes to a raffle and you have a shoe that you want to get, the process that you go through when a shoe is coming out, just so people kind of understand, like, this is not in any way to justify you, but this is to show people that there are people who are more passionate. I don't want to say more passionate, but they put in a lot of effort.
Like, all our work. Secrets?
Yeah. Maybe don't give the specific things, but just let the people know.
No, I have no secrets.
Yeah.
No, it's like everything that we do is like readily available. You just have to search for it.
Talk about it. Yeah.
Right? So when there's like a sneakers that we want, we have like a list.
We make a spreadsheet.
Yeah. And then we make sure that we enter on all of it.
Regardless, so we have a list of Europe, all the European raffles.
Yeah.
Nice. And we both enter.
As long as like they have international shipping.
Mm. Yes. So you have to do that research as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And then sometimes it depends what the shipping, what the shipper is, whether we enter or not. Because sometimes
depending on the duties and the shipping, and
sometimes it's just not worth it. We can buy locally later. It just makes
that's
sense.
Another layer. So
you have to just know that about which store you're buying from and whether they have a good shipper.
On Instagram,
or not.
You just have to list like what stores are gonna like.
So it's
raffle
like
it.
All the ones that are email raffle, all the ones that are online Instagram. Raffle, all the ones that have Instagram raffle, all the ones that have a story raffle. Then we
local.
Keep track of all the
local ones,
and then we make a list of which stores we're going to go to, and we decide based on the shoe. Like for Travis Scott sixes, we've already taken a half day off work because
everyone
I told you,
at work
I really
knows.
Want it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it comes in my true size, and Lace can wear it. Like this is very rare that we get this opportunity.
Is it coming in a men's 7 or a GS 7? Do we? I guess
I'm
it would come in both.
I'm going to get the GS 7.
Yeah.
Probably have better chance at a GS 7 than a
men's
7.
Very true. Yeah.
If they have it, they'll probably have what, 2?
Yeah, that's very true. Yeah.
So we will be going to every single mall and hitting every single store. We'll know the times and dates of those raffles. We'll time it so that we're there, not when people are there.
Yes.
So we will be hitting probably 4 malls.
Yeah. Or more.
Or more,
depending on the
depending.
Time.
We don't do that for every raffle. Usually we just stay downtown.
Yeah.
So
yeah, but
we
for
have,
this one, we really,
we've
really like
entered
it,
so. For some shoes upwards of between the two of us 40
raffles. 50 raffles.
If there's
and
any
we still
stores
take L's. We
in the
take
West
L's.
End. Hit me up.
Okay.
I'll go in for a size 7.
On this one, we'll be entering also size 7 and size 8 because we can enter GS and men's. Yeah. So we'll be hitting double.
Yeah.
So I would imagine for at the end of next week, we will be hitting probably in the 60s of raffles.
Wow. Yeah.
Raffle entries.
You guys are going to hit all 60.
No.
Can you imagine?
I bet you'd take an L, right?
Maybe.
Like, no.
Sometimes
don't
you take
say
it,
that.
You put all that energy and you have to go into it knowing that you're not always going to get it back.
Yeah,
that's true.
But that is for every shoe we want. We have the spreadsheet.
Yeah. Because if you don't enter, you won't win.
Correct.
Brother.
Yeah.
Don't be salty.
Oh, and then we time it. We have alarms set for the sneakers on the sneakers app. If it's launching on Nike.ca, if it's launching on
Footlocker.ca. Or the sneakers Canada, you have to wake up early.
Yeah, apparently sneakers Canada is a new friggin' secret thing that just doesn't talk about anything. And then tomorrow is Black Toes.
Yes, it is.
What? But the episode already aired by the time Black Toes
yesterday was Black Toes.
So if you missed it, sorry, but I'm gonna try.
I recommend checking it every day at 6 a.m.
Yeah, for real though.
There
it's been so many
things.
I highly recommend.
Today was Sakai. Over the weekend, the three Sakais. Over the weekend was Supreme SB Dunk Low.
On Saturday, it's like the Shanghai 97s.
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
Like, ooh. Anyways, but yeah, Sneakers Canada is just, they got to figure this stuff out a little bit. But,
so we sometimes talk to women or guys who are upset because they don't get a shoe, but we put in days and days of research. And
the first question I saw, how many raffles did you enter? Oh, like five. I'm like, dude, really?
Yeah,
you're
one
so
in
sad.
Five. Yeah, like, come
on. You're so sad.
You're so sad. Well, don't get salty at me when I get mad if I lost one raffles. I'll literally go to one store and be like, fuck, are you serious? Yeah, so you guys are kind of crazy, but I do love it. We do love you guys. I remember you guys did something very similar, if not more, for the Off-White Jordan 1.
Oh, that was crazy.
Chicago, because I remember that was just nuts. I think that's where our group chat actually started, when we were just going through how do we get these things. And you actually got them on Nike.ca.
Yeah, that was
in a seven.
Crazy.
She has a meeting, and she was like,
I remember,
like,
actually, yeah.
She was shaking
in the meeting, and she was texting me, like, going crazy,
Well, I couldn't believe I got it, like, off the website.
Wow.
Not even a draw, just like,
wow. Just manual.
Just got it.
Yeah.
Manual. It's the only thing I've ever got off that.
Manuel.
Website.
Wow. Manuel. Shout out to Manuel.
Shout out to Manny.
Manny.
Manny. What is the last name? Amango.
Hola, Manny.
Thank you guys so much for being here. We do appreciate you guys. Once again, sorry to you guys and to all the listeners depriving you of that amazing.
Now they're
going to
be on here more often.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're going to get requests.
We'll be out.
When are they coming back? We hate you guys. We just want to hear them. All that kind of stuff. Thank you guys.
Better start their own pod.
Yeah. Ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, they just looked at each other. Well,
the Merlays. The Merlays show.
The Merlays. Hardy Bones.
Hardy Bones.
Yep. That name is taken on Instagram already, guys.
Is it?
We have it.
Oh.
Yeah, we have it.
You
gotta
lock down your
Our ratings are gonna go so down if they start one. Like, we're done. Like, it's over.
No more followers.
Yeah, they are all gonna migrate to Hardy Bones podcast. Like,
okay, we're gonna start it before the showdown.
Ooh. So they can start promoting. That's just, for everybody who heard that, they just announced it publicly. They're gonna start a podcast in the next 2 months just to keep the pressure on them.
Yeah.
Just so everybody knows.
Like, I say a lot of things.
So do we.
You also said you really like Jordan 1 mid, so we'll hold you to that one as well.
I'm going to be wearing them the next time you see
them. I hope,
both of us will be wearing Jordan 1
mid. I hope you are.
Guaranteed.
For nobody's sake. I hope you are.
Check my... Oh, it's raining tomorrow. Well, I was going to say, check my IG later this week. I'll be wearing mids.
Perfect.
You can wear it tomorrow.
You can wear it on Saturday, the day this... they're going to just drip. They're going to drip even more. Wear it on Saturday, the day this episode drops. How about that?
You got
deal.
It.
I will...
Deal. Me too.
Not do that. thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. It's called CGS Talk. You can find it on facebook.com/groups/cgs.talk. We've also got a website we use for reviews, recap stories, and much, 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 much more. That is canadagotsold.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneak Riding for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a DM. Damn it. I almost had it. Shoot us a DM or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. And of course, do not forget to use the hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Dooney. You can find me at Joe Dooney. And my name is Joel Dooney.
This has been a rough episode.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at Mr. Q.
Our esteemed guests, Lays, where can they find you on Instagram?
Lazy Bones.
And Mare, the face, as we've...
She's the
as,
face, not
as
me.
Lays has called it. The face of Hardy Bones, where can they find you?
At Hardy Girl. Hardy_girl.
Amazing. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 80 episodes. And please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We've been CGS and Hardy Bones. And we are out. Peace. We'll be right back. right, press record now. And we'll start. Oh, shit. Thank you guys. That was so fun. That was really good. Thanks.